To Hawaii now, which has the dubious distinction of leading the country in homelessness, with almost 54 out of every 10,000 residents homeless. And a state senator, Josh Green, who's also a doctor, has proposed a bill that would categorize homelessness as a medical condition, allowing physicians to prescribe housing as the cure. Now, Senator Green says it will not only reduce homelessness, obviously taking people off the streets, but it would reduce health problems and ultimately save the state millions. Lawmakers in Hawaii are debating taking up that bill today. And Josh Green joins us from Hawaii. Senator, doctor, you know the debate. People say many of the most chronically homeless living on the streets are suffering such health issues that they can't handle a home. You've got to treat their problems first. You say what?
I would say this. They've got it wrong, unfortunately. Though people who have homelessness do have a complex medical condition, just treating a symptom of that homelessness, which is often the mental illness or the drug addiction or just the devastating impact of being homeless and under assault by life on the streets, isn't enough. And we have to change the paradigm directly. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm using my medical background and experiences taking care of all people, but especially homeless individuals in the ER, into consideration.
Well, you're not the only one. I mean, other states are doing this, the housing first approach, it's called. And sometimes it means, a lottery system maybe where people get homes and apartments. Absolutely no strings attached. But you're talking about a system where somebody would prescribe that somebody have a home. Who takes that prescription? I mean, how would it work? Who do you take that to?
That's a great question. So that's right. So my program, first of all, builds on Housing First, which is a brilliant approach. I totally support Housing First initiatives. They work, but they don't work well enough. The difference is this. If a physician or healthcare provider in general prescribed housing, in other words, they went to the Department of Human Services and the insurers that are providing Medicaid services and said, please help me get this individual who's suffering very greatly into housing, then they'd have to decide, number one, is this person suffering chronic homelessness severely enough to merit the payment of this service? And we'd have to work with all of the other advocates to make sure they go into the right housing. But you see, the dollars for Housing First right now purely come from the budgets in the human services departments across the country, and it's never anywhere near enough. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, our budget is only 10 cents on the dollar for what we need. We're spending $3 million. We need $30 million at least to solve the problem. If our governor gets all of his requests forwarded and approved, that's why if you tap into the Medicaid resources, which are much, much larger, you actually solve the problem. And let me be very clear on why we should use Medicaid resources to work on homelessness as a medical condition. Right now in our state, and this is indicative of many, many states, a very small percentage of our Medicaid patients, consumers, consume most of our Medicaid dollars. In Hawaii, it's 3.6% of our Medicaid patients consume 60% of our budget. Right now, it's the very same people that are suffering with homelessness. So we're spending over $1 billion for just about 12 to 15,000 people in Hawaii, and we're not helping them enough. They get called to the hospital in an ambulance. We take care of them in my ER. We patch problems. We Band-Aid problems. But we never solve their actual problem. We studied this in Hawaii, and we found that the moment you put a roof over someone's head who's suffering from chronic homelessness, you decreased their Medicaid spend by 43%. So we save millions and millions of dollars from that budget, and that's including the cost of their housing. So it really is essential to call homelessness a complex medical condition and do it that way.
Well, and there's some proof that this works. In Utah, the Housing First movement there decided to give housing to the homeless people before treating any other problems, and they've reduced homelessness by 75% and saved the state about $10,000 per homeless person. This is according to reporting from Mother Jones. Saving money, as you said.
So well, you make me smile because I have a little picture of Lloyd Pendleton, who's their leader on this issue. We brought him to Hawaii. He is definitely one of the mentors that I've had on this solution.
What about some of the questions that it raises? We know there are homeless families. Many women and children are homeless. And people might be more in line and on board with putting families into housing. But people might bristle at the idea that someone on the street, because of an alcohol problem or a drug problem, should then deserve a home. I know you know this. You can hear people saying, I can't even afford my mortgage.
Well, I think that is central to this discussion. And this is probably the most important thing we should convey to your listeners. An individual with drug or alcohol addiction and or mental illness, those are pretty much the ground zero individuals that are having the greatest challenges with chronic homelessness. If those individuals just continue to get Medicaid services in any state across the country, it's not uncommon for their spend to be $80,000, $100,000, even $120,000 per year. The moment we put them into housing, through a Housing First program or through my initiative, which would be homelessness as a health condition, the minute we do that, we decrease their spend in half. That opens up those tens of thousands of dollars per individual that can now be spent on more families that are destitute and houseless. So This is both an economic solution, which is why I've been seeing a lot of people that are fiscal conservatives rally to this cause. That's why you have to look at this as a health condition, because you can't any longer take enough care of the people that really need it. And no number of dollars, no state can come up with enough money for Housing First, except I think Utah. This is the solution of the future. We are all in this very closely together, because everyone has a neighbor that's just one or two paychecks away from being in deep trouble. In our state, 200,000 of our 1.3 million people are just 2 to 3 paychecks away from losing their home.
And by the way, the thinking about both alcoholism and drug addiction is that it is a disease not a human failing. And I'm sure you'd have protections in it so that somebody couldn't just wander in from, you know, Connecticut to Hawaii and present themselves to a doctor and say, I need a house.
You're right. We do have protections, and that's essential. It would be for chronically homeless, so people that have been in Hawaii for an extended period of time, who have been homeless for more than 6 months, who would meet criteria. It's very interesting because the Trump administration is looking at all kinds of things like states' autonomy and states' rights. Well, if they go that direction, I think that states are going to have to choose their own solutions. And this would be a new solution to use Medicaid dollars more sensibly. It would also expand Hawaii's capacity by about 40% to use those Medicaid dollars. Not coincidentally, it's a 40% cut that the Republicans on the Hill have been considering for Medicaid programs. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve on this one. We don't spend our Medicaid dollars very wisely. I say this as an ER doc who sees people every weekend when I'm on call. I say we spend them right and take care of people.
That's Hawaii State Senator and Dr. Josh Green. Josh, thanks.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and I really appreciate what you do.